Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by our esteemed medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. And Sam Forbes as well, also
guy.
Esteemed. Also, I can't say one is esteemed without the other. It's not right. So, Sam, you're now esteemed.
Thank you.
Okay. And
how about Notorious?
Notorious. That's good, too. And joining us, keeping things going in the control room, Noah Fleischman, our engineer, and Ira, who handles all the phone calls.
Oh, are we here today?
They're all esteemed.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, you're there.
What do you know?
But are you there? That's the main point.
Well,
you're here, but are you there?
Well, by 4 o'clock.
Or are you there, but
yes,
are you here?
Course.
Neither here nor there.
Okay. All right. Those of you who are on the phones, thank you for staying there over the break. And let's immediately say hello to Edith from Manhattan.
Hi there. I have a couple of questions about NAC.
Okay.
I've been told several things contradicting each other. It's an amino acid, so can I take it with meals, or do I take it alone, or what?
Okay. Amino acids, their absorption is somewhat hindered if you have other proteins in the stomach at the same time, or in the intestine. But as a practical matter, it doesn't matter. That is, if you take a standard 600 milligram pill of NAC, you're going to get plenty in. So I usually recommend taking it with meals, because the most difficult part about these things is they sometimes upset the stomach, and they're much less likely to do so if you take it with food. So if you lose a little bit of it, it really doesn't matter.
And what about taking it with the other vitamins? Is that okay?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, one more question. Sustain, is that a good way to take it? I notice a lot of people are putting it out in a sustained form.
A sustained form is an okay way to take NAC, absolutely.
Is it a preferable one?
Well, I beg your pardon?
Is it preferable?
It can be if you want to take more than one dose of NAC. See, NAC, the sustained dose comes in 600 milligrams.
Right. I take a 500, so...
If taking a 600 NAC is a good thing. It's a good thing to do.
Did we explain why it's a good thing?
Yeah, because it keeps the blood level of NAC up a little
bit. Well, okay, which is used by the body to make glutathione, which is an important antioxidant.
That's one of the main reasons you take NAC, as Dr. Podell pointed out, is to make sure you have adequate amounts of glutathione.
So would you take sustained over the regular?
Yes. I would take one sustained. You can take one sustained early in the day, another sustained later in the day if you wish.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And next we have Val calling from Queens.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're good. And yourself?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Do you have a question for us?
No, I was telling the gentleman that answered the phone before that I was swimming every day, 5 days a week. And I'm 80 years old.
Good for you.
And I've been doing it for the past 26 years.
That's great.
And if I walk in your office today or tomorrow, and I'm filling out forms, and you ask me how old I am, and I was going to ask you how old you think, you would tell me, say, between 55 and 60.
Everybody, good for you. That's great. That's
I'm great. Very well preserved. And the only reason why they say 60 is because I have a little gray hair.
So you attribute it to your exercise?
I beg your pardon?
You attribute your youthful look to your exercise.
Yeah, well, I swam all my life, and I skated, skied, and,
right.
and roller skated, and everything. Life is to be lived because you're a long time downstairs.
That's right. You
so
got
live
it.
Live while you're upstairs. I mean a long time.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Val.
And the ants don't dance, and they don't play games, so
Thanks a lot, Val. And let's see, who's next? Richard from Manhattan.
Hi, guys. The exercise guy is gone, so I guess I'll ask you. I'm 58, and I do I do Bikram yoga, hot yoga. Are you familiar with that?
I am not.
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Sam is. Okay, Sam is.
I mean, Sam, as you know, it's very strenuous.
Right.
And I've been doing it for over a year. I read all of Bikram's books about, you know, miraculous things about people who had spinal fusions, you name it, and they did Bikram yoga and they feel better. I mean, I find, you know, the teachers are pretty responsible, but sometimes they encourage you to really go to your limit, you know, unless you feel pain. In the year I've been doing it, you know, sometimes I'll start to feel pains I've never had before, and they'll go away. It's hard. I mean, I guess what my question is, what do you think about that particular kind of yoga being done in such a hot environment?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to be, if you're going to do anything like that, you have to be in impeccable shape. Your conditioning must be superb because, I mean, you're putting undue stress on the body, much far more stress than you would, let's say, to do aerobics like our previous guest was talking about. So, I mean, obviously you need to probably be in very good condition. And my guess, I wouldn't just jump into any kind of exercise program, including Bikram. I mean, you must allow your body to have time to acclimate to the new environment, to this new kind of program. And, you know, obviously some trainers can be overzealous. They want you to have results fast, and they may rush things on for their clients faster than perhaps they should. So, you know, it's not an easy answer. I'm not against it, but I don't really think there's any real medical proof, or it hasn't been up to get medical or scientific scrutiny to find out whether, in fact, it is good for you. But a lot of people claim that, obviously, when you are working out in such high heat, you're going to lose some weight and certainly some water.
Right, and I want to endorse what Sam said. Not only you have to be in superb shape and take enough water, but if you're sick with any kind of illness, whether or not the yoga in the long run, if you survive, is good for you, you know, exerting yourself in the heat is a real stress on the body.
I appreciate that. I'm sorry, you going to say something else?
No, just did we answer your
question? Sam coughing.
Richard?
Yes, you did. I really appreciate it. Just one other question, and that is, for 4 years I've been battling, I guess, just what's been shown told to me by my doctors and tests, MRIs, et cetera, either neuromas or inflamed tendons in my feet, and it's really a struggle to walk. I'm kind of running out of ideas in terms of therapies, etc.
All right, well, let's hear from Sam again.
We're going to be having on our show soon, and we advertise Dr. Vanessa's anti-aging. It's a collagen product. And perhaps with all the vigorous yoga you do and the fact that you have this weakness in your tendons, maybe you need to use something like Anti-Aging 3. It's a collagen supplement. There's really nothing else like it on the market. It's type 1 and type 2 collagen. Maybe you need some of that connective tissue support for both your exercise plus your tendon and ligament issues. There are also specific, you know, nutrients like manganese and such, glucosamine, that kind of stuff. But I think the Anti-Aging 3 might be a good thing for you.
Sounds like a good idea.
You know, anytime you have chronic, I think, tendon, connective tissue issues, I think the Anti-Aging 3 might be something worth trying.
Okay, the Anti-Aging 3, and the name of the company is?
Dr. Vanessa.
Oh, it's actually called Dr. Vanessa's Anti-Aging 3.
Correct.
Yeah, Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. If you call Wilner's, everybody knows about it.
Oh, thank you so much, gentlemen. Have
All
a
right,
great
Richard,
day.
All right, Richard, thanks so much for that call. Okay, and now we have, let's see, Leona calling from Langhorne, Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. My question is very general. I started out, I'm 62, I exercise, I'm in pretty good condition. I started out taking a woman's Ultra Mega 50 Plus supplement, and then I added to that over the years, and I take glucosamine and chondroitin, fish oil, vitamin C tab, a green tea tab, and sometimes a very mild aspirin. And I'm just wondering if that's way too much, and some of it might not be necessary or counteracting some other part of one of the others. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And what an ideal regimen would be for someone my age who's doing okay and exercising. And I just don't want to be taking too many things that might just be going through my system. And
well, the things, taking things that go through your system in a way is good.
It is?
Sure. Because if it goes through your system, that means it was absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if something goes out through your urine, means it has to get absorbed through the stomach, into the bloodstream, get filtered out through the kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And so it shows that it somewhere along the line it got into your bloodstream and hopefully got to your tissues where it's doing what it had to do.
Oh, so the body knows how to keep what it should and get rid of the rest?
Well, the body is, we would sure hope so.
Exactly.
We would sure hope so. Now, is it possible to go and take a lot of extra things that you don't need? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But for somebody who sounds as well and as healthy as you do, taking a good broad-spectrum multivitamin would be a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a little extra vitamin C is always, I believe, a good idea. Then if you're exercising, perhaps, and you have some concerns about your joints, you know, then you get into the glucosamine and chondroitin and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We know, we hear wonderful things about fish oil.
Yeah.
You know, how it does, how it helps to promote heart health and brain health and everything else. You may want to make sure you have optimum amounts of calcium and magnesium and vitamin D. You know, so it's very easy to get into the situation that you're in and think that you're sort of overdoing, but mostly you're really not.
Well, that's good to know. I forgot to mention also for calcium, being a woman, I take a Viactive after each meal.
Yeah, sure. So pretty soon. You know, but once again, you know, you need to know that calcium isn't the whole answer for osteoporosis. You know, you need vitamin D. These days people are talking about vitamin K.
Well, that has that in there. I don't know how much. I don't know if it's enough, but it has 200 vitamin D and 40.
I see 200 vitamin D is very light.
Is it?
Yeah. Matter of fact, someone else is waiting to talk to us about vitamin D, so keep listening and we'll get to that part of it too.
Okay. I noticed, though, there's 600 units in my multivitamin.
That's good.
Yeah, so that's...
Now you're getting there.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, Leona.
Thanks for calling. Okay, it's time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire American Health and Home Health lines now on sale at 30% off list price. Our number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about vitamins, minerals, anything about nutrition? 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll return after these messages.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturated saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gatomer, and I want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and Nature Aid, 35% off the full lines. American Health, Enzymatic Therapy, Natrol, Nature's Way, 30% off the full lines. And there's more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And did you receive our current product reference catalog? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. It'll take a recording of your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Bughead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
We all know that as the body ages, it heals less rapidly and becomes more frail. Often the body is unable to process enough nutrients to repair weakening cartilage and protein fibers. An important element in the building and repair of your body is silicon. Unfortunately, as you grow older, you may have difficulty absorbing adequate silicon from your diet. But now, thanks to a product called Jarosil, you can be sure to get adequate silicon. Jarosil can give you the silicon you need to support bone health and bone mineral density. In addition, Jarosil strengthens and beautifies your hair, skin, and nails. Jarosil is available in a synergistic liquid formula that also includes boron and zinc. Ask for Jarosil at Wilner Chemists. All Jaro formula products are available at a 20% discount at Wilner's. For more information, go to www.jaro.com.
We all know how valuable a good probiotic supplement can be. Those friendly bacteria help to normalize bowel function and digestion and enhance immune function. The problem is how to know which supplements are the real thing. Which brands can you trust to give you the right organisms in the right dose in a form that gets to the right place? Which brand can you trust to contain the labeled potency when you buy it, not just when it was made? Well, one brand that has earned my trust is Nature's Way. Nature's Way has a family of probiotic supplements under the Primadophilus label. They are enteric-coated to ensure passage through the stomach and guaranteed to contain label potency until expiration date. So for a probiotic supplement you can trust, turn to the Primadophilus brand from Nature's Way. True potency, true release, and true identity, all guaranteed by Nature's Way. Primadophilus probiotic supplements available from Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell and Sam Forbes. And we're here answering your questions on the Wilner Window. And our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And next we have Jane calling from West Babylon, Long Island.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling regarding my niece. She's 22 years old, has just been diagnosed in the hospital with viral meningitis. She just started law school, and there's a pretty good chance she's not going to be able to return if she doesn't get back within 2 weeks. I told her to take a probiotics, which of course, acidophilus to help with the stuff she's getting in the IV, the antibiotic. Can you give me any other things I could tell her to kind of get her energy back up?
What did you say? She's in the hospital?
Yes, she's in right now. She's in the hospital.
In the hospital, they sort of limit what you do. They're just concerned about legal problems and whatnot. So it's always a challenge. But
now some hospitals might be a little bit better than others. But
yeah, Dr. Podell,
I don't know that we should necessarily limit ourselves to the hospital because she's going to get out of the hospital and she needs to recover. A viral meningitis can be a matter of a weak immune system, or can be a matter of bad luck that you're exposed to the bug at a vulnerable time. In general, what you want to do is do things that make people healthy. But first, make sure that the doctors have measured her antibody levels. It's called gamma globulin subclasses and IgA. It would be good for them to get T-cell and B-cell counts on the immune system, natural killer cells, see if there's anything deficient there. Otherwise, I would give her the usual stuff that we would do, which is lots of fruits and vegetables and not too much sugar and fats in the diet, multivitamin. I'd give some fish oil. I'd give some N-acetylcysteine as a glutathione precursor.
Vitamin C?
Vitamin C. I tend to be conservative. I'll use vitamin C, I'd say 500 milligrams twice a day. You'd want to get vitamin D as a booster for the immune system, and you want to get her vitamin D level up to the medium to high normal range. The lactobacillus has immune-stimulating effects, and so I would go up to reasonably high doses if she tolerates it. You're probably starting at 1 or 2 billion organisms per serving. You can go up to double that easily.
Okay.
I really like the AHCC products, Arnie, the Canoco, I believe, or the Empower products.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to go in terms of really strengthening the immune system. We have yet to see different...
Yeah. You're right. There's that one, and then there's the Peak Immune.
Peak Immune. Right.
That's
P-E-A-K Immune. They're very, very close in what they do. AHCC is one product. It's called Kinoko, K-I-N-O-K-O, and the other one is called Peak Immune 4. And they're both excellent immune stimulants and help with the immune system and a lot of problems, viral, bacterial. AHCC, they did some work with that and the flu very favorably. So it does have some viral, can help with viruses as well. So that's what we would recommend.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much. I've got a head start here to do something. Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck, Jane. Okay, let's see, we're almost there. It's time for another quick break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C, you've learned to trust, and here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health products are now on sale at, let's see, that's 30% off list price. Okay, we will be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now let's go to Steve Reggie for the traffic.
Well, good afternoon. A reminder, there is a Jets game today at 4:15, so expect delays at the stadium. Parking lots are now open, so you can expect delays on routes 3, 17, 120, and on the New Jersey Turnpike. Toms River on the Garden State Parkway northbound between the Barnegat Tolls and exit 74. That's a slow ride. Then it's slow again from exit 82 to the Toms River Tolls. Inbound at the George Washington Bridge, that continues to be a good ride. Outbound Lincoln Tunnel, it's a 30-minute delay, less than 10 minutes coming in. Enter the city at the Holland Tunnel, it's a 15-minute wait from the New Jersey Turnpike approach, moving much better from routes 1-9. And just about a 5-minute delay now exiting. Tappan Zee Bridge, that's a good ride. Rockland to Westchester. FDR Harlem River combination northbound after Gracie Mansion. Accident blocks at least one lane. Delays extend back into the 60s. Southbound slows into the Triborough Bridge by the 1-teens and then into the Brooklyn Bridge. And this report is brought to you by Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. See for yourself why everyone's talking about new Gold Bond Ultimate Restoring Lotion. With 7 moisturizers and vitamins plus CoQ10 to help your skin look and feel like it used to.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191. 973-218-9191 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact. ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact. The nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. We're all here once again to answer your questions. And next on our list is Anne, calling from Queens. Hi, Anne.
Hello. I received this literature about DMSO in a product called Soothenol, 2 drops of which are supposed to relieve pain immediately. Did you ever hear of this?
I've heard of DMSO, but I haven't heard of the product you're talking about.
Well, it contains glucosamine and MU oil and arnica.
All you need is two drops?
Two drops.
Doesn't sound right. Doesn't sound right to me.
Doesn't sound right to me either. That's why I'm calling.
Good. But we agree.
But it has all this. DMSO is supposed to be the carrier that carries it in through the skin.
Yeah, that's what DMSO does.
But do you think it would? It could work?
No.
Even though it has all these other products in it?
I'm sure the other products are all good products. You know, whether or not two drops is going to do it, that's the key. And putting it, you know.
Immediately, they say.
Immediately? You can't beat immediately. Especially if you're hurting.
Yeah, especially if you're hurting. That's why I'm calling.
I mean, there's a lot of good cream, topical creams we carry at Wilner's. Some of them are like Celadrin creams, which has been clinically studied.
Toprasin.
Toprasin is a very good thing. It has homeopathic remedies. There are actual glucosamine chondroitin products with MSM topical that seem to help a lot of people. But I often advise that in addition to using topical, if there are joint issues, chronic joint issues, you may also take some stuff inside. As a matter of fact, I can't tell you, Arnie, how many people come to the store, they have pains, and I try to recommend something orally, and they no. I said, well, you know, it's something from within. You got to take care of the joints from within. You got to do it both ways.
Like glucosamine?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, either glucosamine, depends what Celadrin, you know.
What type of pain are you talking about?
Mostly my wrist.
Mostly your wrist?
It's arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Arthritis. Okay, well, other than taking all the supplements we always recommend, using glucosamine, chondroitin, and putting on one of the creams that Sam was talking about.
I tried one of those creams. It didn't help me at all. Right.
Well, maybe you do need something eternal. Flex Now is something I also like a lot, Arnie. I mean,
yes.
Flex Now is...
I tried Flex Now.
How long are you giving these things enough ample time?
I gave it about a week.
No, week's not enough.
Not enough.
No. All right. You got to give these a chance to work. In your case, maybe 2 months. You got to stick with it and take it these products as directed. You kissed glucosamine. You need 2,000 milligrams, 1,500 to 2,000. You know, you got to do it. And I don't see any reason why these things won't work for you.
I'm taking the 1,500 of the glucosamine.
Right. Okay, that's a good dose.
Yeah,
that's a good dose. Well, thanks for the call, Ann. And next we have Rebecca from Staten Island, New York.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I have a question regarding my husband, who was diagnosed about a month and a half ago with 6th nerve palsy.
Yeah.
Apparently, the doctors are saying there's nothing to do but wait. So my question to you is, what supplements would be helpful, and do you think that acupuncture would be something he could use?
Okay, well, we'll each chime in a little bit. Number one, acupuncture could always be helpful. All right. Whether or not specifically for 6th nerve palsy, it's not terribly, terribly common. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is it? It affects his eyes.
Yes.
Okay.
Double vision.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, presumably they're doing things like doing MRIs to make sure there's nothing abnormal in the brain and so on.
They've done all the testing. Yeah.
We know a number of things that help nerve damage in general. I don't think anyone's looked at specifically the 6th nerve weakness, but the kinds of things that do help many forms of nerve damage would include lipoic acid, primrose oil, carnitine,
B12,
vitamin B12, vitamin B1.
Let's not forget the DHA portion of fish oil.
Yes.
Fish oil I have a question about because he's taking a blood thinner. So with the Plavix, can he still take fish oil?
I think the when Mackay was here, he said it was no problem with Coumadin.
Plavix works in a different way. And, I think that's something you have to ask the doctor because they both work at the level of the platelets. And to the degree that you're over-thinning the platelets, you might get too far.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, at regular doses of fish oil, let's say one or two capsules a day, you're not getting a whole lot of blood-thinning effect. But it's really something that you should discuss with the doctor.
Okay.
Okay. Is it, Dr. Podell, is a palsy, a six-nerve palsy such as this, could that be a viral thing?
It could. It's very commonly seen with diabetes as well. The sixth nerve is the
abducens.
Nerve that controls the muscles that pull the eye to look to the right and left, outward.
Yeah.
They will often repair themselves, and sometimes they don't. And I don't think we understand really why most of them will stop working at times. Why some of them will stop working.
Yeah. It's a difficult problem, Rebecca.
All right. I thank you for your help.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. Next is Donald calling from Comac, Long Island. Hi, Donald.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm fine. Well, I shouldn't say I'm fine. I've been feeling weak for quite a while now, and I went to my doctor at the VA hospital, and he asked me to take a blood workup, which I did. And he called me and said that I was deficient in vitamin D. He was going to send me a prescription, which they did. Now, when I got this prescription, there's only two pills, and they're 50,000 units each. I'm supposed to take one and wait 2 weeks and then take another one. What I'm concerned about is the high dosage. Is it safe?
Yes, it would not be safe if you took it every day for weeks and weeks, but taken once for 50,000 units, then another, 2 weeks later, that's okay. And then what the doctor's going to do is to recheck your vitamin D level to see if these large doses have built you up. The reason why people do that is to kind of make up the lost ground quickly. Generally, what I do is usually I'll give you 1,000 or 2,000 units a day, and, it'll take a little bit longer to get there, but it makes people less nervous. But this is a standard therapy, and it's okay.
Yeah, I think if people are, Dr. Podell, if people are, let's say, down 10 points in their vitamin D level, I mean, to make up that amount, you could take a pretty good dose of vitamin D to get up to...
You can.
To the level where you need it to,
right.
430 to 50, I guess.
I was concerned
that 50 to 70.
50,000 all at once, I thought that.
No, they're doing that to build you up quickly, okay? That's the reason. It's perfectly safe. You don't need to worry, Donald.
You just wouldn't keep taking it, okay? If you got 30 of them and took them every day, then you'd have a problem.
All right. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for that call. And next we have Michael from Queens. Hi, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
About 7-8 months ago, I had a heart attack, and they sent me to the hospital, and they said I got a missing beat in the heart rhythm, So they put me on Coumadin.
Yeah.
And that almost killed me. So instead of that, the doctor gave me Plavix. I'm taking an aspirin, 385 milligrams. Every day now, but that's almost a year I'm taking that, and I'm taking vitamins. I'm taking Atenolol vitamins. So I don't know if this is too much for me or what. I don't know because I can't get no satisfaction when I talk.
Okay, so what are you concerned about? You're concerned about taking aspirin with the Plavix?
Yeah, about 385. Is that too much?
What did the doctor tell you to take as far as aspirin goes?
Well, he told me to take that, but I don't know. That's been I haven't seen him now in 6 months, and I don't know and I've been taking vitamins, so I don't know if that hurts. So I don't know, and I just took a blood test, and they said that they found a little something in my kidneys. So I was wondering if any one of them had medicines that could affect me.
Yeah, it could be. Aspirin and Plavix doesn't always... sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not.
Uh-huh.
Right, but you should be seeing your doctor more than every 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay? In other words, now they've done blood work, and you're not getting really an understanding of what you're supposed to do as a result of it.
Right,
it's time to go back, sit down, and ask your questions, write your questions down, maybe bring someone with you to make sure to help with the communication, and then find out what the doctor's really thinking, because right now you don't know.
Yeah, because I'm scared I might get bleeding. God, you know, I don't know.
Why don't you give him a call tomorrow and say you'd like to see him?
All right. Thanks a lot for your help.
Okay, Michael. Thanks for calling. All right. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in these delightful studios at WOR. 1-800-321-0710. And next we have Mal calling from Jericho, Long Island.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is, I guess, similar to the prior gentleman's. I've been taking Coumadin 2.5 and the 81 milligram aspirin for about 10 years. During this period, about three or four times, I've tried to add CoQ10. And each time the INR reading increased about 50%. What would your thoughts be on this?
Well, normally that doesn't happen, but let's say in your case it did happen. Then you really have a choice of either not adding the coenzyme Q or working with the doctor to lower your
recalibrate the Coumadin
and take the coenzyme Q. But you can't do that on your own. You have to be in communication with the doctor. He's got to agree to do that. But in principle, one can reset the Coumadin level to go with any combination of other things.
Yeah, because initially setting the Coumadin level was a long, arduous process. I was either too high or too low for a very long time.
Right, so it may not be worth the effort.
On the Q10.
Yeah. Are you still having lots of, before you went out in the coenzyme Q, are you still jumping around a lot?
It's been stable for a number of years.
Yeah.
It's within a range, but basically between 2.5 and the low threes.
Okay, to the extent it looks like the coenzyme Q messes it up and that you've had a lot of trouble organizing it in the past, I would probably, I haven't met you, but I would probably skip the coenzyme Q to not risk messing up the Coumadin.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, there's pros and cons to that.
Okay, Mal, thanks so much for that call.
Okay, thanks for your insights.
Okay, but, I sometimes wonder, isn't in a lot of cases more important for the CoQ to be present than for the Coumadin to be present?
Well, no. It's very important that there be coenzyme Q, but he's on Coumadin for very specific reasons.
So let's
presumably, as a blood clotting agent, Coumadin is a lot anti-blood clotting. Coumadin is more potent than coenzyme Q.
What about just as because I do not have the MD degree. What about, let's say, switching to Plavix?
Well,
theoretically.
You could do that. There are, again, pros and cons to which medicine is better.
Yeah.
See, Coumadin has been proved out in certain situations where it's been well studied. Plavix has been proved out in certain situations. But they don't necessarily all the same situation. So
interesting.
Maybe he needs the Coumadin. And for somebody who'd have an easy time with it, I would say add the coenzyme Q and adjust the Coumadin. But if he's had a rocky time with it, then it's probably not worth the risks.
Okay. All righty. It's time for another short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York and WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And this is Sam Forbes.
We'll be back after these messages.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano nanotechnology products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NeutroNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. An imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract can cause your digestive system to break down, leading to heartburn and other digestive problems. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a flora-balancing system that promotes optimum digestive health. Dr. O'Hara uses 12 carefully selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, and mushrooms. The product is all natural and hypoallergenic. It does not need refrigeration, and the blister packs make it easy to carry with you. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a noticeable difference.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes. And we're back answering your questions here on the Wilner Window. And next we have Nora calling from Yonkers.
Hi. Hi, Doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
I just want to ask you, could you talk a little bit about stevia?
Sure.
Okay. Because I see it in a lot of, you know, different things, and then I tried to look it up, and they said the FDA didn't approve it. And
yeah, that's... Well, it will be approved probably shortly, I hope, as a sweetener. Stevia is definitely safe. There's nothing wrong with stevia as a sweetener. Use a little bit, and you can use it in cooking. It retains its sweetness even when you cook with it. You need to try it in different foods because some foods taste very, very nice when you use stevia. Some foods, you know, you wish you used something else. So it's not a great universal sweetener. You need to try it in different things. You put it in tea, it may be okay. You put it in coffee, it may not be okay. You know, need to try it for what it is.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Okay.
It has sort of a saccharin-type aftertaste sometimes.
It can. It definitely can. And next, let's say hello to Don from Edison, New Jersey.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
I just wanted to know, I lost my mother several months back, and I've been going through a grief period, which has entailed some depression and anxiety, and I can't seem to get up and running on an antidepressant. It makes me more anxious when I start them. Is there any validity to using the SAM-E, and do you think the chest heaviness is related to the anxiety, if you could comment on that?
Okay. It could be, but you can't assume it is. And, you know, you have to get your doctor check you out because those kind of chest pressure can be cardiac. They can be asthma kind of stuff. And, yes, they can be anxiety. They can also be reflux, heartburn. So you can't assume. You got to check that with your doctor. SAMe is a very good antidepressant. It also, like the Prozac, will give some people increased anxiety initially. But with SAMe, as with the Prozac, that tends to go away after a couple of weeks. So if you put up with it, or sometimes even take some calming agents like Pharmagaba or theanine, and just get through those first weeks, then usually it's better. And these become anti-anxiety agents once you're on them for a month or so.
So you think that do you think SAMe is certainly comparable to using say Lexapro?
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's nothing against Lexapro; that's good too.
Right.
But if you don't tolerate them, then talk to the doctor about SAMe. I think most doctors these days would say couldn't hurt. On the other hand, some would be dead set against it. So you have to, you know, coordinate that with them. But I've used SAMe for a long, long time. There are at least a dozen very good studies in the European literature that show it works. And personally, I think it's as good, if not better, than the SSRIs.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Don. All right. Next, we have Geraldine from Manhattan. Hello, Geraldine.
Hello, Doctor.
Can we help you today?
Yes, I hope so. My partner, who's in his 60s, he's 65, 2 years ago he developed the skin lightening of vitiligo. And as we came to understand that it's autoimmune and that there really is no cure, but he does take things like a liquid multiple, CoQ10, calcium, magnesium, things like that, right? But I'm wondering if you could recommend anything in particular which might help to slow this down. He's got it right now on his hands up to a little bit above his wrist and some on his face.
Nothing that I'm aware of that, you know.
I don't think I've... You know, vitiligo is thought to be an autoimmune condition in the skin, but I haven't seen it be studied with any nutritionals.
In the PDR for nutritional supplements, there was one mention of L-phenylalanine combined with, light therapy helped, had somewhat of an improvement. This is just from the PDR for nutritional supplements. It's a pretty authoritative source. So there were some studies with using L-phenylalanine with radiation or light therapy.
Therapy meaning,
Okay, why don't you give Sam a call at his store, 212-791-0505 at the Wilner downtown, and he'll point you to the right citation.
Okay, thank you ever so much.
Okay, Geraldine. Okay, and let's see, we have room time for, let's see. No, I don't think we do. We don't have time for any more questions. All right. During the first hour, we had on Sal Fischera, who wrote a book called Stop Aging, Start Training. And he's going to be doing a book signing tomorrow at the Wilner Chemist Store at 100 Park Avenue from 12 to 2. Come in, say hello. And Tuesday, he'll be at the 253 Broadway store from 12 to 2. Okay, and now we need to pause for a short message.
Not
feeling too good, a diet with too much junk food, the change in temperatures, and back-to-school stress can all affect your immune health. Bolster your immune system with a patented vitamin C supplement that is easy to absorb. Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. Non-acidic Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. It is quickly absorbed and retained in the immune system for up to 24 hours. Now that's advanced immune protection you can count on. And Ester C is backed by over 20 years of science. It's the most researched vitamin C brand in the world. When it comes to the health of your immune system, turn to one of the most widely recognized and recommended vitamin C supplements for boosting immune health, Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. Available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, well, looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. Hope you've enjoyed it as well and found it informative. We have come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or the downtown store at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. We'd like to thank Noah and Ira for helping us out in the control room. Stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.